Come on, y'all. It's okay if you listen to us Saturday morning in bed until 9 o'clock, but it's 9 o'clock. Roust up, shake out the bedhead, let's get to work at Rosie on the House, an Arizona listening tradition for 27 years. Good morning, Arizona homeowners. We put our crew together every single Saturday morning to come together for you, the Arizona homeowner, where it's our goal to become your best friend. We don't want you touching your house, whether it's a project you're going to tackle yourself or a project you're going to have someone do for you. Don't touch your house until you check with Rosie on thehouse.com. The number one weekend talk show in all of Arizona, the number one contractor referral service in all of Arizona. We're humbled by that, and we're privileged to continue to serve you in that position. If you'd like to join the conversation, let us know what you're up to this particular Saturday morning. No matter where you're calling from in the great state of Arizona, it's one toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE. For you, right here at Rosie on the House. My wife, sweet Jennifer, will pick up the phone, get your name, where you're calling from. We already have Clark on hold. We have an open line for you if you'd like to get on. It'd be a great time to dial up now. Jennifer finds out where you're calling from, what your question is, what your name is. My co-host, Romy Romero, who's been at my side working and remodeling and here in Arizona for, what are you now, 33? Do you know how old you are? You're 33?
I don't keep track.
So he was my payroll guard for a lot of years, just riding shotgun in the pickup truck as we delivered paychecks and soda pops out to all the guys. And we have Mike Reish, our board operator, to make sure, absolutely positive, I don't push any wrong buttons. And to get your voice on your phone call into this studio, we've got to go up to a satellite and bounce back about 30,000 miles, and Mike makes sure that the beam is aimed just right. This morning, we have special guest Cheryl Gore, Executive Director of the Arizona Nursery Association, and we are talking what today?
We're talking about Arbor Day.
Arbor Day.
Big week with a big holiday this week. So.
Okay.
And next Saturday would be closer to Arbor Day than this Saturday, but it'll be too late to by then to talk about what the Arizona Nursery Association, in partnership with some other great affiliates, are doing and do every year at the Capitol. But before we get there, let's talk about the history of Arbor Day.
Yeah, it started in 1872 in Nebraska. Actually, it's the brainchild of Julius Sterling Morton. And he was a journalist and politician. He had a very productive career. He was Grover Cleveland's secretary of agriculture, I guess, on the national level. But his most important legacy is Arbor Day, when they went out and planted all of these trees in 1872. A lot bigger job, probably, than it is today.
And according to the Arbor Day Foundation's website, they planted 1 million trees on that first Arbor Day. How many people do you think were in Nebraska in 1872? That's got to be like 100 trees per person.
I think that's what we discussed. How did they do that? I don't think we'd set a lofty goal of 1 million trees in Arizona this week, but we'd like to see a lot of those trees go in.
I wonder if they counted seeds. Do you think they counted seeds?
I would assume they were seedlings, but boy, I wasn't around back then.
So Arbor Day, it's now celebrated throughout most of the country. You had mentioned the reason, I didn't realize why some don't celebrate it on the last Friday in April.
If the weather still isn't very good in some states, they move Arbor Day to where they see fit. When I started with the Nursery Association, we used to have two Arbor Days in Arizona. We used to have a northern and a southern for the state, but we combined them, I think, in the early 90s, and it's the last Friday in April always. So it's a day to think about your trees and think about what they do for the community.
Now, you were snowed on in Flagstaff on Friday.
Yeah, I got snowed on Friday morning.
Awesome.
Woke up, yeah, this Chandler girl had her sandals on in the snow. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, only in Arizona. That's great.
So is it still too cold, you think, or is it just a light snow in Flagstaff. Could we celebrate Arbor Day and plant something in Flagstaff today?
You know, it was beautiful when I left that afternoon, and I actually stopped by Misty Warner's at Warner's Nursery and Landscape, one of our good ANA members, and she said that it's just starting to break, but this little cold spot we had this week has slowed things down again. But they're almost ready. They're beefing up, getting all their plants in. So it's just about time for everyone to start thinking about planting.
And Friday at the State Capitol.
Yeah, actually Thursday at the State Capitol this year. The actual day is Friday, but we're going to do all the celebrations on Thursday this day. It's a little easier for some of the school kids and the communities to get there. So Arbor Day is the 24th, but the ceremony at the Capitol is going to be on the 23rd. Community Tree Council, Arizona State Forestry, the Nursery Association. It's going to be a big day. All the new Tree City USAs will get their designation that day. We have the culmination of the art project that the school kids have been doing, sending in their posters talking about the benefits of trees. It's always fun to see the child's interpretation of Arbor Day. And then we'll read the governor's proclamation as well. So it's a really nice day. And then we'll end up by planting a tree down at the state capitol in honor of Arbor Day, which we've been doing for several years. So it's always fun to see how the trees have grown up over the years.
And when you walk the capitol, does it have a little sign by the tree that the date it was planted or that it was on Arbor Day?
It does not, but you know, maybe we should add that to the to-do list. That would be really nice.
That might be fun as you're walking the grounds, because there's a lot of mature trees down at the Capitol.
There are. There's a lot of mature trees, but there's also some areas where trees have gone down for several reasons. The trees do have a lifespan, and we've planted some new ones, and you'll see some new ones down there that are really providing shade. We're excited. This actual tree that we're going to plant is going to give some shade to where the representatives park their cars. So those legislators who work those long hours down there will have some tree and canopy be to give some shade.
And that tree?
I say keep their cars hot. I say keep their cars really, really hot. Maybe they'll spend less time down there. Yes, record short this year. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, my political commentary for the day.
Small live southern oaks that have been planted recently down there. It seemed like I remember a couple ash trees that were pretty young. What tree are we planting this year?
Actually, we're going with a different tree this year. We're going with a red push pistache from one of our members down in Tucson, Arizona Pistachio Nursery.
Bernie. And those are fun. 2 years ago, I was sitting next to him. We were both exhibiting at the Arizona Community Tree Council's annual conference. It's always held in Prescott, or at least the last few years when I've attended. And I kept asking about this tree, and it's a red push because every year the new growth is red, and it looks like a Christmas tree in the springtime because the old foliage is green. All the new stuff is red, red push. It's a pretty tree. And, I mean, these were just little tiny. They weren't even big enough to put in a 5-gallon, but he was selling them. And I was asking about them and this and that and blah, 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 blah. So finally, by the end of the day, he says, Romy, I'm not taking these trees home. Do you want these last five for $50? I tried to act like I wasn't thrilled with the offer. And so I've got – there was two of them were actual fruiting pistachios. So I've got those at a different part. But I've got these three red push that are on the west side of our horse arena that will actually offer some shade out of the shoots when they mature. So when you're sitting in the box waiting for your turn, you'll be shaded by these big red push because they – do look like they get very large.
They're a beautiful tree, and we had some experts go down there and pick out exactly what tree would do best for this site, which we recommend all of you do. Think about what that tree is going to look like when it gets mature and make the best, the appropriate tree for that place. So.
All right. We're talking trees with Cheryl Gore of the Arizona Nursery Association and taking your calls as well. Romy, shall we try and sneak Clark in here real quick before first break?
Welcome to the program, Clark.
Hey, whoa. Clark.
Good morning. Glad to talk to you.
Yeah. How can we help you, my friend?
Well, I had this house built 33 years ago. Did not have the foresight to have it pre-plumbed for a refrigerator ice maker.
Okay.
Got along just fine without an ice maker for 33 years, but now, you know, my wife.
Oh, blame it on the wife.
Yep.
So all right.
Is that a big whoop to have this house retro-plumbed for an ice maker?
Well, let me ask you this, Clark. We've been building and remodeling here in Arizona for a little bit longer than you've been in that house. And ice makers have a peculiar life cycle. People think they need them and want them. They get them. And then they find out they are so dang noisy. we're putting more of them outside on the back patio in the outdoor kitchen now than we're actually putting in the house. Do you have any kind of an outdoor living environment that you could accommodate this?
No, I do not. I just have a covered patio, not an Arizona room.
Okay. Well, just a covered patio would be well. They need to drain, and they drain a lot of water. So you're going to need to find a place that you can drain the water. A lot of times we put that into a little sump pump and pump it in to where the dishwasher discharges into your kitchen sink. You've got to get a water supply to it that's filtered. It can all be done, Clark. I mean, if you got the money, honey, I got the time. We can do anything.
Oh, Rosie, I wish my wife were monitoring this right now.
but listen, if you just listen to me on that. Consider putting the ice maker outside. They make them now big enough, hardy enough, and strong enough that they can live out there all summer long. My ice maker lives on my back patio right underneath the sink and the oven that I've got out there. We've got pretty much an entire outdoor kitchen, and I love it out there. When I'm out there on the back patio barbecuing and that thing's spitting ice cubes out and it's clunking down, I'm so glad I'm not having to listen to that inside my house 24 hours a day.
Boy, it sounds like it's more trouble than it's worth.
How about just a freezer and you can put ice bags in there for her?
Call me old school.
All right, Clark, we appreciate the call. We also have Bill and Leslie on hold. We'll be taking your calls on any home improvement or landscaping question we have. But right now, we're focusing on trees this hour with Cheryl Gore of the Arizona Nursery Association. In Flagstaff last weekend, Romy, what was that white blossoming tree that Mick from Mick Henry's Tree Service Misty Warner would say? It was a pear tree. It was the pear. All of Flagstaff, were they still in blossom in Flagstaff? I mean, they were all in full bloom last weekend.
When I woke up, all the trees had a little bit of white on them. It was called
snow. Kind of hard to see the bloom. That snow might have knocked a few of the blooms off. It's Rosie on the house.